Have you heard Snava has a kick-ass app? It's for studying on the go. It's to test your fluency. It's something that's going to help you when you don't have time to sit down and open your Cooper book and just want to take some mock exams and check off questions. The best part, I think my favorite part of the app, is that every Tuesday night and Saturday morning, it comes with a live study group with a BCBA. And yours truly, Casey, is there every Saturday morning at 11 Central Standard Time. And it comes with your subscription, so you get to ask me all the questions in real life. So you should go over and get the app now. Sign up, whether you use Apple or Android or Google, whatever, all we're everywhere now. So thank gosh. But yes, join me. We cannot wait to see you. Love you, mean it. Study notes, ABA.
ABA and a little X right it away. It's behavior, bitches.
Hey guys, it's Leah
and Casey,
and we are here holding our mics with episode 161. Casey, what do you have for the people today?
Wow, 161. Life has been hard. We're ready to spill the tea and maybe make life a little bit more fun.
Wow, okay. We're actually not spilling any of our own tea, so don't get too excited.
I mean, I might.
You are, because you're like an oozing pimple waiting to release at any time. So maybe, we don't know. We'll see what happens. But episode 161, we still, and if we're going to have fun, we definitely need to give ourselves a review of the day. Get ourselves started.
I'm up right now. I did not do that. I'm, you know, in a space, guys. All right.
All right. So 161. What does anyone have nice to say about us? Alan will have to cut this because.
No, Alan will be fine. It's a real life. Okay, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lee Green 8, RBT to BCBA. I absolutely love this podcast. I actually had one of my BCBAs recommend this to me, and it's been a great journey. I'm currently an RBT and working my way to become a BCBA. This podcast definitely helps me understand the work I do in so many different aspects of life other than just with clients I work with. Thank you guys for everything you do.
Love that.
I know.
And I love when people recommend us. It really means so much.
No, like, so much. You have no idea. Like the other day I was going through Instagram reviews of people passing and I was responding to one girl and I started crying. I was like, I know I'm going through a lot, but I literally was like, her message was like so special that she's like, I thought of you guys as these like pink. She's like, I'm not a girly girl. I didn't like the pink stuff. I didn't like all the like
pink stuff.
And she's like, but I'm telling you, the second I first started listening to you guys, I started laughing and like falling in love with both of you as like.
Is that the one you texted me?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
I was distracted. I meant to go back and read it. It was like long, right?
Really long and amazing.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet. So it just makes me. And I said, I'm like, this is why we lean into what we do.
I couldn't agree more. Okay. Well, thank you. Continue to leave us those reviews. And today's episode, I have to say, I'm so excited to get into. Is there any. Because today's episode is a little more casual. And by casual, I mean we're holding the mic in our hand.
I've never done this. I'm like,
we actually watched Bobby that.
Bobby the. I actually want to like try that one day. I think you'd be really good at imitating
the Bobby,
her.
Like, bitchy persona.
Like, you're just like,
I'm into it.
Why do you do what you do? What do you do? What?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Like, it would be really fun.
Altaf, what's her last name?
I don't know, but I love her.
Anyways, she holds the mic, so if Bobby does it, we do it. You know what I mean? So here we are. We don't have Drake on our couch, unfortunately, but that's the next best thing.
Yes! We have Martha!
Hey, guys.
All right.
What's up?
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
You are, like, okay. I have to just give
who
the backstory.
Is Martha?
Who is Martha?
Who am I?
So Martha, when we were going through hiring for an executive assistant for Leah, we failed multiple times and I had to really be honest in the interview, didn't I?
Yes.
So I was
very
interviewing
honest.
Her and I was like, she's, you know, you told me your background, you just graduated, English major, you have brothers, you're like the mom of the group. And I'm like, that's, yep. I'm like, so the person you'll be working directly with has severe ADHD.
They tried to scare me. They tried to scare me off. All of you were like, this is going to be so insane. You have no idea what you're getting into.
Yeah.
And I listened to one episode of the podcast and I was like, it can't be that bad.
I was like, I've been.
What episode?
What episode was it? I don't remember. It was whatever the recent one was last August, I guess.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
We don't know. But
I couldn't tell you.
It was one of those things where I felt immediately connected to you. And we were like, okay.
Not only that, we put her through rounds.
And we put her through rounds. Like, we're not serious like that.
In any capacity.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, we have fucked this up so many times. Like, we're going to do this. Not only that, then Martha comes for her in-person one. They're like, we're not letting anyone meet Liat until the end because Liat, like, sees the potential in everyone.
You get attached to everybody.
I see the potential. I'm like, that's perfect. I can help raise their kid while they're at work. Well, she could be doing this up. I'll raise her. Whatever. You know, like, that's just me. So when I finally met Martha, I came in
hot,
scary.
I did not.
You were not scary.
No, my outfit. I was planning on going to.
You just had like cargo pants on. It was not that scary.
I'm kidding. I know. I was using my outfit because I was going to the one when we were young.
Oh, that's right.
Festival
okay.
Soon,
so oh, do you have like the like chains?
I had like the yes. chains down my pants, the chain sweatshirt, these like JNCO pants.
Which is so not like you.
And I asked her, I'm like, did I scare you? Like, not really. Kind of cool.
No, I thought it was great. I was like, okay, here's a, I don't know what I'm walking into, so I guess I'll dress up. I came in like slacks and like loafers and like a little blouse. And I was like, we're going to see what happens here.
No, she did start off the first few days.
She still wears, the other day she came in with a full beige outfit, like mom, yes. beige pants, beige no, vest.
Beige core. Mom.
Casey, you're obviously not with aesthetic.
I thought it was a little mom. My mom also dresses like
that. Like it was like a white turtleneck with a beige cardigan vest.
It was not a white turtleneck. It was a beige cardigan with a beige turtleneck with like a beige top and a beige shoe. And I was like,
and she had no makeup on. It was beige skin.
Yeah, Leah was like, you need a spray tan right now. This is unacceptable.
So anyways, in that moment when she said that she was like the mom of her family, I'm like, that's how I've always, and that's what Liat needs. So when they went through the rest of the interviews, I was like, I had done a lot of them and some people were like criminals and like I had gone through a lot of weird shit. When I finally met Martha, I'm like, all right, yes, let's go. And so Martha's now been working with us for how many months?
Let's see. I'm so
Six?
Bad at
Is
math.
That August?
August.
September,
so,
October, November, December, January, February, March. Oh my God, seven?
Seven months.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oof, that's a long run for our
implosion. On an implosion. I mean, everything has gone. Martha has made my life. I mean, all of our lives.
Yes.
Like, it was like, okay, we're going to get this person to help Liat, like, get her stuff together. But then it's like, I mean, when you guys see anything posted for Behavior Bitches, it's Martha. When you get a newsletter, it's Martha.
Yeah.
When you see something that maybe was going to come out spelled wrong, but it's edited, it's Martha.
If you see Liat showing up for anything, it's Martha.
When you see me getting something returned before the return window,
yes.
it's Martha.
Yes. And so we want to do this episode because I know that we talk about my move to Dallas for the last 6 months because I moved here in September, but no one really like understands how fucking hard it is to change it and change your entire life. And be alone when you are used to like being married and with your husband and realizing how things could be different. And so one of the things I want to start with for the tea, because I want to share tea.
Told you she's an oozing pimple.
No, I'm not waiting to not express itself.
I love popping pimples, so go.
I was sitting in the tub this morning and Liat called me. And I've been more open sharing things than I ever have in my life. I usually just get through things on my own. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, I've got this. And recently I've been sharing with more people and getting feedback that is hard. And also like trying to respect each relationship that I have with each person that I'm sharing it with because it's all different. And then I'm like caught in these lies where I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck I told you because I'm trying to like respect this with you and this with that and like not mess this up and like. I told Liat this morning, she called me and she's like, I'm like, I don't want to talk about my life at all. I am done. I'm done talking to anyone. I want to be alone. I just don't want anyone. And she's like, respected. You were like, okay, I'll let you. That's fine. And what I realized is that you have to let the closest people talk to you and not all the outsiders that you're just meeting or just explaining your life to because they don't understand the context.
Yeah, but it feels safer because yes. when someone yes. close to you gives you feedback, you're like,
it's really
oh
hard.
Shit.
Should they actually see me?
Right. Yeah. But a stranger, I'll unload on an Uber driver drunk anytime.
Yes.
You know?
Oh my God. I'll like make friends and like get their number and Walmart, like standing in like the aisle getting like
tampons.
I was gonna say, what is the thing I get? The wash?
That just sell.
No, no.
Like, oh, I'm no. Like, what is she talking about? That's a secret wash.
Anyways, yes. So it has been a it has been a wild ride, and I'm still going through it, but you have to go through it to get through it. And if you are listening and you feel like you're in a place where some days you don't want to get out of bed, and just like yesterday, I was literally paralyzed.
Literally paralyzed.
Literally, like I was like, oh, like I got to the computer and I'd be like one button. Okay, yes. Like get class ready. Yes. Like things that would take me 5 seconds took me like 5 hours.
But you did it.
I did it. And this morning I woke up and I was like, if I just don't tell anyone anything, I'll be fine and I'll move through it. But I also know that that's not the solution. So I have to find a balance between like sharing and also protecting my boundaries, and also knowing that I've been through so much shit in my life that I have pulled myself up from the bootstraps to get the fuck through it. I know I can do it.
Hell yeah, you can.
Yeah. And so it's like, when everyone's like, we got you, are you okay? Everyone's checking on me. I'm like, I'm not used to this. Why are all these people checking on me? Like, what? Like,
yeah.
Never in my life have I had anyone check on me. And so now that I have it, it's almost like paralyzing because you're like, oh my God, I have to respond to all these different people. And like, so that's my first tea. I mean, as we get going, I'm sure there'll be more tea, but that's mine.
Juice.
Yeah. More I'm juice. Proud of you. I think it's okay to let people support you, but also, yeah. You know, you can still have your boundaries and you can understand they're also people with their own stuff going on, and you can hear them and say, okay, I hear you, and I'm still going to move in my own direction and do what I need to do. But like, thank you for showing up for me, you know?
Yeah.
Martha, how old are you?
24.
Oh, she's wise.
I've been in a lot of therapy. I highly recommend therapy to everyone. My grandmother's a therapist and she thinks everyone should be in therapy. I totally agree.
Me too.
Don't look at me.
Are you sick of studying alone and have no idea where to start? Well, we have the perfect thing for you. If you can't join us in the Live Collective, we get it. Life happens. You can get our video bundles, which is the recordings of all of our collective classes, where we take notes with you, laugh with you, teach you everything that you need to know from the 5th edition task list. You can watch it on your couch, when you're in the gym, when you're in your car. Well, don't watch it when you're in your car, but you can listen. And we'll stay with you every step of the way to get you to pass this test. There is no more questions of how to start studying or what to do next. We tell you absolutely everything. So if you love us on the podcast, you're going to love us in the collective. Head over to www.studynotesaba.com and get your video bundle today.
All right. Let's
get chill.
So let's get chill. I've been chill. Time for you to get chill, mommy.
Chill.
Okay. We're chilling. And with that, one last thing I'm excited about. Just to announce so that we put it out into the universe. Mm-hmm. I have been telling Casey for a long time to write a book.
Oh my gosh.
For a really long time. I'm like, dude. And we had Ingrid
Clayton
on our website her picture was on our website at some point, yes. But on our podcast that time. Mm-hmm. And she said that it was the most therapeutic thing, writing her story.
And called Unbelieving.
Yep. So I was like, Casey, dude, these stories you tell me, like you say them casually, like they're so not casual for the average person. Like you need to put this into a book. Anyway, so the other day I'm like, Casey, classic Casey, since she's been here, I think she showed up to like 3 of our plans that we've had over the last 7 months. She doesn't show up. And then when she does, she brings her dog to piss on my new rug.
And shit on your floor.
And shit on the floor. But she started like writing notes for this book. And this is where I think we bring Martha in later, because Martha's an English major, a writer, loves writing. Mm-hmm. And I think that she could help us put it together as a book.
Yes. As an English major and as someone who has been in therapy, journaling, journal your shit out.
You don't even own a pen at your house.
No, I have a pen. One.
No paper.
One pen, no paper. No, I have my Cooper or my concept.
No, you shit. Didn't. The other night I'm like, can you make some paper? You're like,
oh, because I had it here, but I brought it.
She's gone paperless.
Yeah, I'm totally like.
It's 2024. Casey's paperless now.
And I think that even when I just started that and I did EMDR for a weekend, and those memories that you remember when you're in the womb, I didn't think were actually real. And I think the first half of the things I wrote were because I was remembering the chaoticness, the unsafeness, the like have to protect yourself 100% before I was even born.
That's so wild.
And then coming into life, it's like one-year-old Casey, like needing a bottle, needing a diaper change, like not getting anything. Hearing my parents partying downstairs and standing at the top of the stairs just being like,
wild.
And I would have made sure my parents were alive after they partied all night. I'd clean up the beer cans. I'd clean up all the stuff. I'd like, yeah, absolutely. It's interesting.
I really think this needs to be like a whole episode.
I know, I know.
Like, do we keep it here?
I don't know. It's
can
like,
we put off. Can we just interview Casey?
I love interviewing Casey.
I know. It's no, wild.
Once we get, but
the Reddit on hold?
Yeah.
I mean, we can do whatever feels natural.
No, what?
But like behaviorally. I mean, behaviorally.
Do you want to share a story at all? I mean, you don't have to go as deep as you want or as little as you want, but I'm saying,
yeah, now no, I do.
It, and now it's like,
I kind
it's
of
also
do.
Okay if we want to talk about everybody else's drama yeah, today. Yeah, that's no, totally
Reddit,
fine.
I mean, I love talking about Reddit. I love talking about you.
I think I we do that. A little bit of both. I think that what I've realized over the last 6 months of living alone and moving here and uncovering things that I just always pushed under the rug, the reason I push them under the rug is because it's easier for me to show up not like my authentic self, because it's like it's an armor.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, oh, and like that's what I would do in high school. It's what I do in college. It's what I've done with anyone that knows me. Like, I won't tell anyone the truth. Like, nope.
But like, in that moment, are you like fighting it?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you like literally can trick yourself into being like, I'm fine?
It's like compartmentalize.
It's like say my mom was like overdosing on drugs and I had to call the ambulance and I'm like watching her hit my stepdad in the head with a frying pan, and like I'd go to school the next day and just be like, it's good, I'm good, everything's fine. Like knowing full of my mom's in like.
Did any teacher ever like be like, hey, yeah. I'm worried about, like, do you remember any teacher being like, mm-hmm. Hey, my, are you okay?
My librarian. Because the morning that my stepdad was killed, the girl, there was a girl in my, like an upper class for me, and that was her uncle that killed my stepdad. And the librarian had both of us in the same
Wait,
class.
Did you go to like, oh my gosh, there was like a lot of crime?
No, we lived in like the most perfect town ever.
Really?
Yeah. So when like someone's murdered, it's like, no, that's
Wait,
it.
Wait, and you guys were both in class together the morning after?
Huh?
You guys were both in class together the morning after? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And like,
but he was stabbed to death or what?
Like a drug deal gone wrong. But he had just gotten let out of jail a month before. He was in jail for trying to kill my mom. And I was the one that like stopped him and like kicked him in the groin and was like, get off her. And he was like pulling her hair and just being like, I'm going to bury you in the backyard. Your kids are never going to find you.
In front of you guys?
Yes. We were living with my grandmother. It was like an apartment. Like they gotten home from the bar. They were both on some weird drugs. And he just literally was like on top of her, just like ripping her hair out, just like punching her in the face. And I had this like innate like power energy where I was like, get the fuck off of her. And I was like kicking him in the
How old were you?
8?
Yeah, you switch into fight or flight.
And I was like,
whoa.
Literally. And I remember like my mom at this point, when I had gotten him off of her, she was like also like a fighter. And she like got him to be able to like, she pushed him out the door. My Grammy was, I'm like, Grammy, wake up. Like, she's old. I'm like, not trying to like, he gets outside the apartment. It's like a complex. So there's a hallway where there's other apartments. In the last hallway on the left, we were screaming so loud. He opened the door and he was an ex-cop. And at this point, my stepdad had ran out the back door and was like in the woods. No one could find him. He finally got arrested and charged with attempted murder. And
mom?
Mm-hmm. And went to jail. I don't know how he got out, but at some point he got out. And I remember I knew he was released, and I was walking from my house to the gas station. I used to go get Sour Patch Kids and like salt and vinegar chips. And I would go walk down the hill and get him. And he drove past in a truck. And I looked at him and I saw him. And I ran home and I'm like, Mom, he's out. He's out. He's out. Like, there was a restraining order. So I was like, okay. But he literally like, But I knew he was out. And then a couple weeks later, it was October 15th. It was my new stepdad's birthday. My mom had at this point gotten remarried and we were living in his house. And had one of those old phones on the wall where you like actually answer a phone,
right?
Like a landline. And it was right next to my bedroom. So I answered it and it was the police saying that he had been killed. And
they told you on the phone.
Yeah.
And you were eight?
No, at this point,
11.
Oh, 11. Yeah. Okay. So this was a few years later. Right.
Yeah. And so I was in, I think, seventh grade.
I know this is not the point, but why would the cops like inform the 11-year-olds?
I don't think they knew I was 11.
Okay.
I literally think she like had to turn into an adult then.
Yeah. So then I went and got my mom. I remember my mom coming out of her bedroom, sitting on the toilet. Like, we were both just so relieved that he was dead, which is the most craziest part of the story, is that we weren't like sad or we were just like...
The fear is gone.
The fear of him coming back and like hurting us was gone. But it was also then I had to go to school the next day and deal with the fact that like
this girl's
uncle killed my dad. It's all over the papers, all over the news. And I always wanted to pretend like everything was perfect and I didn't want to ever be a part of any of that stuff. And so it just like, I remember my librarian, Miss Proya, she was so sweet. She's like, honey, it's okay if you like need to like take a break or like come out or like, because everyone's just judging me. And I was like, oh my God, like, it's not my fault. Like, I didn't do it. But they judged my mom and they judged me. And so I just continued for so long to pretend everything was perfect. And that was like my mechanism.
Right.
And so like right now where I'm at in my life, I'm realizing...
You okay?
No, it's like
I'm just realizing that pretending it's perfect is like how I survive.
Yeah, it's your shield.
Yeah. It's literally my like I'm good. And that's why like so when everyone around me is seeing like
it's like I've got this exclamation point.
That's what I said to you this morning.
Like, hey, I literally like at the talk, she's like, hey, I realize I've taken care of myself my whole life. I've got this information. I'm like, do I thumbs up this? Do I be like, yeah, you've got this? I like.
No, it's like how I've just known how to protect myself for so long. And whenever I've gone through anything hard, whether it's my other divorce or like just anything, I've never had anyone in my circle to talk to. So I'm just like.
Right.
I'll sit through it. I'll go through it really hard. But like, you just have to show up. That's what you have to do. And so when people are around me are allowing me not to show up and knowing that I need to heal, it's like,
whoa,
I'm finally feeling it. Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Like you're fucking up my system here.
Yeah. Like that's how I regulate.
That is a big realization.
Yeah. Like I don't regulate by being told it's okay to rest. It's okay to heal. I regulate by doing what I normally like my routine. And so when everyone around me who loves me sees that I need to rest, I need to do this, and telling me it's okay, it's like a total crash down, meltdown, like emotional irregulation. Like,
what do I even do?
Yeah. What do I do?
Myself.
Yeah. Like what? Like if I know my like routine, my schedule, this is what I do. But
it's totally opposite to what's worked your entire life.
Yes. And I'm just realizing now at 37, like, am I 37? I don't know.
Oh, you're 36.
Okay. Just like trying to like get to the next year.
We're like leaning into the getting older thing lately. Like I want to be like younger. Hazy, LOL.
So yeah, I think that it's a lot of self-learning. And I'm also, for the first time in my life, not living with a roommate or a relationship partner. Like I'm living by myself. With my dog who shits and pisses everywhere and is annoying, but I love her. So I have all this time to say like, ding, 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 ding. Like
being like with yourself is like a scary thing for anyone. Like as someone who like keeps Shabbat every Saturday, like when I was in places in my life when I wasn't at that place, like let's say like my marriage, when I was like, I would literally get like stomach problems and end up in the hospital every week before Shabbat, because it was like, I am going to be forced to have to be with myself without a phone, without a distraction, without a TV. Yeah. I'm going to have to be like present with this partner where I'm not feeling happy. And I would literally get sick. And I mean, we see it happen to you too. You literally,
oh my God,
have like
the other day, I like couldn't get off the toilet for like 24 hours. And then there's a thing that you say is you'd rather have physical symptoms than like emotional. Like you'd rather lose your fingers than deal with like,
oh yeah,
emotional trauma.
For sure.
And, but I'm just proud of myself because I know old Casey would have like resorted to like drinking, cutting herself, like hurting herself. Like I remember there would be times I would just like punch myself to like feel something. Like just like, it's almost replacing that like hole where you're like, it feels better to feel physical pain than it does to feel emotional pain.
Right.
And I've sat through this for so long now where I'm like, okay, like I'll get on my stair stepper. Okay. Now you make bacon for Mabel. Now you feed the dog. Now you do laundry. Wait, now
you make bacon for Mabel?
Every morning.
Every morning?
Mm-hmm. It's our thing.
No one makes bacon for me every morning. I'm going to start coming over.
Did you borrow a whole Sonic Blast?
Oh, yeah. She gets her own Sonic Blast.
Oreos?
Oreo and cookies.
That Sonic Blast has to weigh more than she does.
Oh, she. I mean, I don't give it to her all at once. I just feed her. But she was eating mine so fast that I had to get a second one. But every morning.
By the way, chocolate's bad for dogs.
I know, but it's not like, it's not dark chocolate. But, I mean, yes. No, every morning it's like, okay, bacon for Mabel, me. Like, we like share. And I'm just trying to find, and like journaling or writing or reading, like, is what I'm realizing I can lean into versus the other things I used to lean into.
Right. It's a way to let that emotional pain out without like.
But I'm also realizing.
Bring this a little behavioral, since we are the behavior bitches after all.
Mm-hmm.
These are finding appropriate alternative behaviors, right?
This idea. DRA.
Uh-huh. A DRA, differential reinforcement, mm-hmm. Alternative behaviors. It's really hard, and like we talk about using it for others, but when it comes to ourselves
so
and our own behaviors, it's so, so, so hard. And these time-filling behaviors, the adjunctive behaviors that we use, like, are they healthy?
Right.
You need to look at that. Like, all of us, it's hard.
It's so hard. And I also think one of the biggest things that I've learned is like think of variable schedules, right? A reinforcement. So attention maintained behavior. Because I have not had attention for so long, anyone that gives attention is like and then it's like when they don't, it's like you go through this
morning
and then you get it and it's like, oh my God, yeah, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. Like, or like anyone that gives attention, and it's knowing who to give the right attention to and not allow people into your life that might not be there for the best intentions.
You've been doing a lot of
work. I have. Yeah. No, I think that because I know exactly that I've overcome so much. I've gotten to this point where I'm like, Casey, like, you've been building this with Liat for so long. You've gotten to this point. You're, like, here to shine, and you're just in pain, and you're filling it with things. There's a book called The God-Shaped Hole. Have you read it?
Martha? No, I haven't. I've heard of it.
No, you're so fun.
Oh, my God. You have to read it. It's, like, filling the God-shaped hole, and that's, like, the hole that's empty inside of you. And what are you filling it with? And what are the reasons behind it or the functions of the behavior behind it?
Are you finding these books on TikTok?
No, I've had this book since I was like a teenager.
No, because Casey does find like...
Oh, this one is called The one I just ordered is a new one, The Tears We Shed or something. But no, God-Shaped Hole, I've been reading since I was like a teenager. Yeah.
Where do you read it?
I mean, I had the book forever.
Mom's saying, I didn't have a book.
Look it up.
Because you're fully digital.
No, look it up.
She's paperless. Except for books. Except for the God-shaped hole.
Look it up. The God-shaped hole. I'm still yet to read Untamed because I think that will be the final like breaking point.
That's a tough one. It's a good read. But it's scary. It feels scary.
What do you got? God-shaped hole? Do you look it up?
Dude, yeah. I gotta tell you the crazy thing about Untamed. Anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, Untamed by Glennon Doyle is a book with a beautiful cover. Glennon is an amazing writer. Casey, like, I did the same thing, okay? Like, when I was in a place of my life, like, I, like, wasn't happy, didn't know what I was doing, blah, blah, blah. I carried this book around me because I started reading it. I was like, oh, yeah, you should read it. I, like, read chapter, like, and it's, like, three pages or something after one, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you're, like,
like, I'm, like, slam, shut.
Yeah.
And then I, like, I would
carry, like, you're running in this cage, like.
Whoa. I would carry it with me everywhere, and my phone's dying.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. I would carry it with me everywhere. But, like, I couldn't read it because if I felt like it had, like, words in there for me that, like, I was not ready to hear. And basically the premise of the book, I mean, you have to read it, like, just her writing style. It's about this idea of about
just living, like, that we are not your true self.
Yeah. And, like, something in her book had said, I mean, this book is what prompted me when I finally was like, I'm not staying in this marriage anymore. And it was like, she was like, oh, and I just thought of these other things. And it said some line along the lines of, like, I don't know, that sounds amazing. Maybe in my next life,
that's
as if I had more than one. Ugh. And I was like, ugh.
Right.
That's like what I've been feeling lately.
My dad says that all the time.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, well, we have all these things this weekend and I have this at work and the next week and we have this. But I'm like, once all that clears, and he's like, no, this is your life.
Yes.
You're in it. This is it.
Yep.
Do what you need to do in it. It might be busy. That's okay. If it's too busy, cut it down. Like, but be present. This is your life. You can't wait for like next month to chill out or next year to like calm down.
That's what we always say though, is like, oh, we're going to get through this and then it's this. We're like always
right.
Like, this like heavy like fire of things. And when AJ told me yesterday, like, this is your time to like go for a walk and like listen to your own voice, I was like, what? Like, no, I have a million things to do. He's like, it'll be there tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God. And I knew I was not in a good mental, like, I knew what I had to do to get through the day, but I knew that like nothing extra or more could happen. And so, like, just, I didn't even go for a walk. I just walked around my, like, patio and around my little circle in my apartment. Just like, stair, step, or walk, stair, step, or walk. But the things are there. And when I woke up this morning, my mind was clearer and I got sleep and I had breakfast. And I'm like, all right, yes, they are here. And nothing happened bad. Nothing was horrible. Nothing ended, like,
I know. There's like this.
Yeah.
And it's also like reinforced through our society of like this need of like instantaneousness. That's the word.
Reinforcement.
Like, instant.
Yeah.
Like, and so it's like, I mean, I am that person. Like, if it's not fixed now, like, then I'll pull it all nighter till it's fixed.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes it's like that unplugging and just seeing if like the TV works after you unplug it and just put it back in.
Your eyebrows look good. Did you get them done?
Yesterday, yeah.
They look really good.
Thank you.
So I don't. And also just thinking like behaviorally, like we're so good about applying these concepts to our clients and our families, and we expect so much of them, and we write these plans and we like force them to like do these things, and then we come in the next week and nothing's done and we're like, well, that was all this lost. You don't know what anyone's going through.
It's so much easier when it's someone else.
So you know, much
it's like,
easier.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Leanna, we said that. But it's so true. It's like, control is a big issue. Of like, all right, if I can control this, I'm good. We are in control. Casey always runs everyone's life, does this, does that, does that. And then now having all these people being like running my life, it's like, whoa. Like, you feel out of control and you feel out of sorts, and it's not like what you're used to, but it might be what you need in that time.
Okay, I have a question for you.
What?
talking about all this. Guys, and I'm just happy for us to be this one big peanut butter and jelly episode because
we need
Casey won't go to therapy either. So, like, if she's using this as therapy, YOLO.
And everyone said they want an episode of just catching up on us.
Yeah, no, I think it's great.
Yeah.
If you could look at Casey as a young girl, okay, like circling back to your childhood, not there, not the bad parts of it, but just. What would you say you'd want right now in your life where you are? Like how you want to feel, what you want to be? Like, what do you want for Casey?
Boom. Wow, that's hard.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I only ask because, like, I know as your best friend, I've seen you and, like, you're in such a place of confusion and, like, pain. And, like, I know there's not all the context in the episode. Sorry, guys. I'm not there yet, but
yeah.
Like, just maybe like going back to that to be like, what would I want then? Because now I know it's like when you're in the heat of things, it's really hard.
I'd want to know that I'd be okay. And that I have people that support me. And to let the guard down. Because I'm good at being guarded and shelled and just like protective over my feelings because but letting people in is really hard for me and when I, like, this morning, just saying to you, like, I'm just done. I don't want anyone in my life. Like, everyone leave me alone. I know that's also not the right answer. Wow, sorry, guys. We get real on Behavior Bitches. But yeah, I would just want to say that little Casey, it's okay. You're going to be all right. You've been through hard shit, and you're going to be okay. And you have people that love you, and you just have to allow that.
Okay, so those things, those are all things that you could do for yourself right now. And I'm talking about like your dreams,
like oh,
what you want for yourself. Like you see yourself, like I want to be in a house, I want to feel safe,
oh yeah,
I want to do,
I want to
like seeing what you saw in relationships your mom had or your anything.
Yes,
what would you be like? I know I don't want this. I want this. If you could like
play it
life and like play dolls, and you were the doll you're playing.
I'd be in a house with a backyard, a pool, a happy relationship, healthy, doing my job that I love, like, every day, and just being with friends and doing, like, normal things that people do.
We're out of tissues, but I brought you the whole roll of toilet paper from the bathroom.
Yeah, a lot of things, like...
Did you see yourself having kids?
I did. I still think that that's something I want to try. But it's just like, you have to like get to a point where you're okay to do that.
No, I know. I'm not. That's a huge topic to ask anyone, by the way. I want to know for context that I know. It's
just like, no, okay. She knows like that I've kind of given up that dream where...
The reason I ask these things is because I'm like, I see you, and with our friendship, it kills me to see you in pain or like, you know, like,
and that's why I can't, like, I can't fake it. Like,
and I see what you, and all those things you said,
and the objectives to get there,
the behaviors that we're going to do to engage to get there. Because
I think we did that when I first got here, but it was more like, they were different because I think, again, MOs like change as you go. And I've grown so much since I've been here that I'm finally at the point where if I didn't go through what I've been through for the last 6 months, I wouldn't be where I am right now.
Yeah. And the thing is, with growing, mm-hmm. becomes like breaking first.
Breaking.
So like
you said, the glow stick.
I'm such a good meme sender.
You're such a good meme sender.
I didn't make it out as a meme.
No, it's like a glow stick has to break for it to glow.
Yeah, and it's like, so you might be feeling like you're actually like regressing and you're like less stable than you were, and you had everything great before and this, and but it's like for growth it requires breaking first. Like, so
you have to break and you have to sit through it, and I've never allowed myself to ever do that. Like, and that's scary.
You, a huge challenge is allowing love in.
100%. Like, real love. Like, I'll take it from all these different strangers and all this different shit, but like, real love or people who really see me, it's hard. Because I'm like,
it's scary.
Oh, they see me. Oh, I don't want it. I don't like it. Kobe.
I do it myself.
I'm literally a 2-year old. I am a 2-year old.
You said you, you know, they say, like, when people have trauma,
they stop
developing at the age wherever the trauma was.
Oh my God. I am Kobe. No, I want to throw a tantrum.
I think we all have those base instincts on some level.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm just like,
yeah, it's hard to like repattern those things. This mm-hmm. is, I mean, it's just like habit building. If you've been brushing your teeth 4 times a day your whole life, it's hard to be like, okay, I'm going to do it only twice a day.
Right.
You know? No, I don't.
You're for sure that perfect. Your teeth.
I am like you so not that person. My dentist does not like me that much. I have cavities, but
no, they're perfect. But yeah, it's habit building. It's retraining your brain map and like recognizing, oh, make this decision, right? This is what's going to happen. You do it again and again and again. It becomes a habit, and then you trick yourself into thinking that that is like good,
right?
Instead
or
of
maybe
like,
it was good for a while and it just doesn't like serve you in the same way anymore. Right. But it's, I think there's always resistance anytime there's a change.
Oh, yeah.
From yourself, from other people. Like, there's going to be people mm-hmm. trying to set the status quo back to where it was.
Or just like trying to find yourself in general. Like,
right.
I'm sure a lot of people listening are probably
resonating with something.
Yeah. Like going through something, whether it's a divorce or it's a loss of a child or it's like grief of some sort, like trying to just find yourself again. And there's going to be days that are going to be fucking hard where nothing can help, not even making bacon and eating bacon, which bacon makes everyone happy. I'm like, yeah, because she's kosher. But and then there's going to be days that everything is bright and rainbows and shiny, and being able to show up on some level, like, and being honest. Like, I never ever want to tell anyone I'm sad. I never want to tell anyone I'm going through something. And now all the people around me that know me are like, you're going through something, you're feeling something. And I'm like, okay. And then I let it in, and then it like makes me feel worse about myself than if I were just to be like, no, I'm good.
No, it's not that you're worse about yourself, it's that you've said it out loud.
Yes, like, I've been honest.
Things, like, I remember in my therapy sessions, like, for the longest time, I'm like, I'm not so happy in my marriage.
Like, you don't want to say it out loud.
And then when I said it out loud, and it was like a question that was asked one time, like, mm-hmm. what do you love about this person?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like she was like intentionally being a bitch to me.
Yes. Trigger. Yes. Don't trigger me.
My therapist will do that. She'll say, what do you think that means? I'm like, fuck you.
I'm like, is this the point?
Right. Like, is this a test?
Yeah.
And it was like, I like literally wanted to like puke. Mm-hmm. And it was like to say it out loud of being like, I'm sad here. I'm not in love. I feel so lonely. Mm-hmm. I am petrified. I have a child whose life I'm responsible for now. I have health issues. Am I going to be alone my entire life? Right. Like, saying those things out loud is like
puke.
But God, the idea of carrying those things alone to me sounds. And for so long before I got to that place of getting there with a therapist, I did carry that alone.
Yeah.
And I was tortured by my own thoughts. My brain didn't shut off for 1 minute.
Like, you can't sleep. It's like, literally, like, even when I sit down and put on a show, it's like I can't focus. It's just thought, like this, like angel devil, like, okay, like, or like, who do I like respond to now?
Accepting that you don't have the answer right now.
I think that that's, again, control for me is huge.
I know. It's hard. I'm saying like, no, it's so hard for being like, no, but repeating to yourself, like,
it's okay to not have the answer.
Trust me, I'm the same. I told you, I'll stay up like for 3 days straight if I'm like trying to fix any problem.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a new behavior you have to learn. Like, you don't have the answer. It's okay.
But it's hard to feel that. Like, something I talk about a lot in therapy with my therapist is, I mean, like, I know that intellectually. Like, I know that.
Yes, cognitively.
I know that, on a cognitive, on, like, a technical level. Like, I get it. That's the right answer. That's what you're looking for. But, like, if you don't feel it,
you
have to figure out, sometimes you have to go through the process and, like, figure out how to be present in the moment to, like, emotionally get there. And the first step is knowing the, like, cognitive right answer.
Yes.
But it's a whole different, the journey, I think, in like the work part people talk about is like, how do I get there emotionally to where I believe that, you know?
And I think one of the biggest things Liat and I talk about is how I'm so easily able to disassociate from things. Just how do you just like pretend? I'm like, I've been doing it my whole life.
Right.
Like, it is so easy for me to like.
Probably the same way you look at me and be like, how do you
have to talk about everything in the moment. Like, we can't even just have a fake conversation for 5 seconds.
Like, no, because something is like so conditioned. And
I'm just used to being like, and that's just how I was raised. It was just.
Yeah, you wouldn't have survived as a kid without that.
Hell no. Like, if I didn't know
how to. You took everything in, like, and allowed it to, like, I mean, you did take it in, obviously.
But if I allowed it to control my life, I would be dead, I think, for sure. Like, I had to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
And that is such,
it's
like a.
It's such selectionism. It's literally like, you survive or. Yeah.
Or you die.
You go use drugs and like escape. No.
Yeah. I mean, when I like tried to kill myself in college, it was like that wake up call. Like, oh my God. Like, I didn't want to die. Like,
oh my God, the world would be without your shy.
I know. Everyone would be so sad. But yeah, it's a skill that. I'm not proud of, but it's something that has gotten me through and to the point where I am. But I'm learning now with the people, and as an adult, like, finally, I know 36 is like, maybe this is my year to like honor this. It's like the people around me don't allow me to disassociate anymore.
Yeah. And I think it's okay to like not be mad at yourself for that. Like that served you for a long time. I think it's okay to be thankful that you had that like skill to get you through those really hard times in your life. But now you're in a place where you have those support systems and like you have a support system in yourself too that you hadn't built when you were a child because you couldn't have.
I mean, I still have nightmares about like being homeless or like all these horrible things. And sometimes I have to literally wake up, put my feet on my ground and be like, you are okay. You live in an apartment. You pay your rent. You are okay. But like, it takes me a minute to get there when I have those nightmares.
I know you have trust issues with people.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you, on me, I will never allow you to be homeless. Whether we have the company, the this, the not.
Or I just lay in bed with you. And
like,
handbag is so comfy.
Like, we have so many boxes in this office to make a house. Like, we could slay.
I'll just live here. No, I know. And that's like,
that
it's taken a long time to get to the point where I'm able to talk to people about those things. And, but it's also uncomfortable because it's like, I don't want to show up like that. I want to show up as like, got it together. Everything's good. Everything's cool. Casey's got it. Yeah. But if I don't allow myself to go through this right now, then I'll never be able to show up.
It makes you more annoying to other people.
And I think the opposite. I think being
your positivity is good, like that. But at the same time, it's like when you have to paint a picture to the world of like, everything's perfect. This is my rock. This is my life. We are great. This is us doing our Sunday regular boating routine. He cooked me dinner. It's like, okay, bro, get real. Like, no one,
like, be honest.
You can be you, because the more, I'll tell you, this is what I've realized. I actually have a cousin who took her life. She was 1 year older than me.
I didn't know that.
2 years ago. Remember? Never. Years ago. I told you, my cousin in South Africa.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And, like, everyone in my family so badly wants to be there for them. Like, we knew something was going on, like, for a long time. And, like, I mean, to this day, it's still not discussed that she took her life. It's not said. It's no. Like, she had a heart attack or something. When she was 32.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, they wouldn't be open about anything. It's like, look, we can help if you let us know what's going on. It's right. Like, there's something wrong here. Like,
yeah,
literally, there's some eating disorder going on here. You could see the person is barely like, it's like, no, everything's great. She's a huge runner. She runs up Mount Kilimanjaro and down or whatever it is. And it's like, no one can relate to that.
No.
So this, like, I so badly was like,
nothing was positive. Yeah.
There's a way to talk about your pain and what you've been through.
Right.
And to use it for strength and connection.
Yeah. There's a balance between everything's perfect and everything sucks, you know?
Yeah. And I'm realizing that now, because the everything perfect wasn't working. And the everything sucks is also not working. So it's like, all right, Keys, how can you show up for the people that love you the most and be honest, but also not allow it to destroy you during the day?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I want to be honest. I want to say that I feel like shit, but I also know that I can do shit anyways. Like, I know, but like, that's why sometimes I'm like, I can't come in, because I'm like, if I see you guys, I'm going to cry. And like, I just need to like put my head down and focus. And it's okay to just say like, hey, like, I'm feeling this way. And the honesty is where I'm finding myself the most in right now, is like, it sucks to say that. I wish I was like happy-go-lucky every single day and like the person I've always thought I was, but it's like I'm coming into so much contact of different things in life where I'm like, wow, like, I maybe it's okay to not show up every single day as your perfect self that you think you are. Like, that it's is okay. Like, the truth.
And it's okay to like slip up and have days where you do that too, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's such a
like
it's
when
such
it feels
a habit
right
thing. That's yes. Your go-to when you're not like being super intentional about it. It's really easy to like slip into that.
And I think
that's okay. Like,
it's all human. It's what I'm doing now, and I'm realizing, and we can wrap this up soon. Sorry.
No, I was just
I want to say is that like I'm less and less and less able to disassociate.
That sucks, right?
Yeah, like I wish I could. Yeah. Like, I was so easy. It was easy. So easy to just like go back to like, boop, turn on, turn off, turn on, turn off.
Was
like,
it easy, or was it just what you know?
Well, it was what I knew, but it was easier because I knew it. So
right,
yes.
Right.
So now that I'm
on it. Also that you're surrounded in an environment where like,
no one allows me to do
like
it.
I'm saying, like, like people who have maybe healthier coping mechanisms or a healthy influence on you.
Yeah.
It's like,
yes.
It's not normalized. So it's not like if you're in an environment where there's a lot of trauma, if you're in an environment where there's a lot of trauma, it's like
everyone else around me is doing the
same
thing.
Everyone else will just shut up, like no one just got shot in the head.
Yeah.
So I'll just be quiet. That's what is happening. But when you're with people who are like, let's
this
say
is not
healthier influence on you, being like, bro, did you see that? Someone just got shot in the head. Like,
yeah, like,
what?
Let's everyone get together and everyone talk about it and everyone cry. And it's like, yes, totally.
So it's like,
yes, it's like I'm unable to, which I know is a good thing, and I know I'm gonna get like better and better about
it. Yeah,
is like I'm not able to turn it off anymore, and that's something weird for me.
Yeah,
when I'm feeling like I want to lay in bed all day and I'm like, what the fuck, or like it takes me like so long to do my simple things, I know that if I was disassociating, I would have done it in 5 seconds.
Yeah,
like done.
Well, and it probably feels shitty, but it's a good thing.
But it's
feeling
actually a stage
you're
of
present
growth.
Yeah,
it's like I know on the other side
your emotions in real time instead of like compartmentalizing.
It's like an extinction burst. If worse, if words better. Oh, I love it. Love extinction burst.
Guys, well, thanks for listening to my entire life story. This was not where the podcast was going. It was going to be about Reddit,
so we're just gonna call this episode peanut butter and jelly. Just
kidding. Well, I mean, everyone did really, when I did ask about podcast, they were like, can we just hear what the heck, like what fuck is going on with your guys' life? And where, like,
I love it. I've been dying for this. I've been waiting for this.
And
one.
We have gotten like, and you know, we've talked, Leah and I are always honest about like our relationship, like having the highs and lows and like it's like there, we've been through so much that there is nothing that could ever break us. And like,
poo, poo, poo.
Poo, poo, poo.
That's what you say, like, to not jinx something.
Oh, poo, poo, poo.
Is that what you say to not jinx?
La, 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 la. Thank like you, Michelle. Like, but yeah, so if you guys are out there listening and want to know what's going on, well, now you do. And that's the tea from Bitches Talk Tea. And hopefully,
and
I'll grow.
If you want to, hopefully I'll grow. If you guys want to really push Casey and give her that reinforcement to write a book, if you could see like some book potential, please leave that in your next review.
Yes.
Or leave it in your next review. DM us on Instagram. If you're not following us on Instagram, get on it. It's where it's at. Send us some memes. Send us some notes.
We want to keep it real, and I've never wanted to. And so here.
I talk about keeping it real, but I never wanted to.
Real raw relatable.
Real raw relatable, my rock.
A pebble, a stone. Okay.
All right. Anyways, too many. I'll have to get you caught up on those later. Anyways, we will. Our next podcast will be on Reddit, and it will be cool as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So tune in for that. That's all we have for you today. More trauma to come. Next episode. I actually think Casey needs her own podcast, honestly.
Like, story each time.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I would listen for sure.
I would listen. Like, your stories are like the stories I literally type in on like YouTube, and I'm like, whoa, I just ended up following this entire girl's story about how her dad dated her dog or something. And it's like,
No, I mean, I could go on forever.
You're so special the way you've come out. Like, you have to realize that. Yeah. Like, you are so strong, and like that's what attracted me to you in the first place. I was like dude, this girl, she dropped these bombs as if it's like normal, and like but she continues to come and show up every day. And so just know you're in the right direction. The pain you're feeling now is part of the process. If you weren't going through it, that means that you're still in the same place.
Grown so much, and just being able to like, this is again, the podcast was going to be about Reddit. And I think that just listening to our souls and our guts, like,
and this one's about our own shit. Next time will be other people's shit. Yeah. It will be way interesting.
But we just went through the whole thing and just like chatted about, and I'm sure anyone out there is going to benefit from listening. And just, even though it's not super behavioral, but everything is behavioral. And if you have a problem,
let me know. I can break it down behaviorally for you.
And you can email me. You can email me. I love emails. It's my favorite thing ever.
All right. So that's all we have for you today. It will go on. But Martha, thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you, Casey, for...
I know. She literally is just like sitting there so calm.
I'm pretty mellow these days.
I'm obsessed. Give me your drugs.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, thanks, guys. You can find us on our Instagram at Behavior Bitches Podcast. Go give it love. Martha runs that. It would make her feel really happy.
Please talk to me on Instagram. It's so lonely.
Yeah, please. do that. Go to our website, behaviorbitches.com, our Facebook, Behavior Bitches Podcast. Go leave us a 5-star review. Seriously, please. And if you want Casey to write a book, leave that in there too. All Casey needs is a little attention. Push forward. So. Love you, Case. Proud of you, Martha.
Love you, Case.
Love you, guys.
For everyone else, love you.
Mean it.
This show was produced by Pretty Easy Podcasts and made possible by listeners like you. If you ever thought of doing your own podcast, please visit prettyeasypodcast.com.